Welcome to the I Am Worthy podcast, where we don't believe in choosing between this or that, but instead we are worthy of it all. I am your host, Brittany Noel, and despite being a licensed therapist, I know better than anybody what it's like to struggle with the doubt and fears behind the pursuit of your success in life, love, and your purpose. So join me as I uncover the secrets to becoming unapologetically worthy so that you can have, do, and be all things. Hey, you guys, welcome back to another edition of the I Am Worthy podcast. I am your host, Brittany Noel. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate you guys who leave comments, who share the videos. I love reading how these videos are helping you. So today's going to be no different. Y'all know I am bringing back a lady who has touched my heart. I was able to hear her speak, and I knew that I had to have her on my show. Here on the I Am Worthy podcast show, we are very transparent about the journey that it takes when you are moving into a place of becoming unapologetically worthy. And I feel like the guest for today is going to highlight what this journey looks like beautifully. So you guys, please join me in welcoming Miss Nicola Mitchell to the show. She is the founder of Girls Who Brunch. She is a writer, and she is also a change agent. Welcome, ma'am. How are you?
Peace, queen. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so happy to have you on the show.
I'm happy to be here too. Even though I'm long distance, I could not be here.
I know. So I met you guys. I met Miss Mitchell at the event that Live Fully event that I was on a panel at. She was on a panel. And when I heard you speak and I heard your story, your testimony, I was like, oh, wow. She's somebody I want to get to know a lot more. So I am happy that you accepted my invitation. So tell, for people who don't know who you are, tell us a little bit about what you do especially as far as the founder of Girls Who Brunch, what that foundation does, and how you established it.
Okay, so Girls Who Brunch is a nonprofit. We take girls ages 9 through 17, and we give them a girls empowerment conference. I sponsor 50 to 100 girls who are rescued from the sex trade, girls in group homes, girls in foster care, and I put them with girls from a better circumstance and let them just have fun and subliminally teach them at the same time. As of date, we have serviced 25,000 girls nationwide. Wow. We are in 21 cities, and this was all started by chance. I was one of those girls. I was what you consider to be at risk. Coming from Jamaica, moved to Las Vegas, I felt very different, very alone. I start writing all these little stories and stuff. And I was raped the first time in church by my choir director. I was 14. And I just felt like something was wrong with me. I thought I did that. It was me who brought that to me. Because after that, it happened several other times by men that were supposed to be protective of me. Mm-hmm. And I felt lost. I really felt like something was wrong. And someone believed in me and helped change me and my circumstance and my thought process. So with that being said, I felt like I had to bring it, pay it forward. And I met a group of girls in Charleston, South Carolina that didn't even know pizza came in a box in 2015. So that they were my motivation, that's where we're going to start, something there. And that's where Girls Who Brunch Tour was birthed.
Absolutely. And that was the part of your testimony that really touched me, because a lot of the ladies that I work with, a lot of my clients have experienced rape, molestation, not once, not twice, multiple times. And it's really that violation of your person, that violation of your body at a very young age, before you even know what sex is. Right? You've already been sexualized, and it really messes with your concept, how you see yourself, how you see the world. And so a lot of the work that I do with my clients is helping them see themselves outside of the trauma that they experienced. I cannot imagine what your journey has looked like, because I think we look at you today and no one would ever know. When I tell you this lady is so graceful, like your spirit is so sweet, it's so kind. Just when I met you in person, no one would ever know that this was a part of your testimony. How did you get to a point to where you were able to move through those situations and see yourself as more than what it is that you experienced and what you went through?
So I have always been an overachiever, right? Mm-hmm. So when I started writing, I'm like, okay, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to be the best writer that I can be. So mm-hmm. I'm about to release my 18th book actually next week. And I thought that I was good, but I wasn't, right? Mm-hmm. There was still something in me that was like, okay, you're broken still. Mm-hmm. You're trying to mask it, but you're not happy. Like right. You're doing all these things. You're working with different people. You're ghostwriting for folks and you're still not happy. So I just kept pushing. And finally, I moved to Atlanta for my daughter. She is legally blind in her left eye. She has optic nerve disorder. And I started going to counseling for her. Mm. And so talking to the counselor and I'm telling her my story, bits and pieces, because I still wasn't as open then.
Right.
And it was like, wait a minute. How do you feel about your mother? How's your relationship with this? I'm like, oh, we're good. Da-da-da-da. But I was seeing some of this BS like it was okay, and it really wasn't, right? And I had to like come to grips with that. I was 33 years old. So there was another person who raped me that was close to my family. And I actually called him. Like I went to church that day and I called him on the phone. I was like, I forgive you. And the best gift that he could have ever given me though was like, he did not deny it like I've heard other people go through. And he apologized. He didn't make it better. But that was like the first step, though, of my healing. And I just was working on it. And I was diagnosed with cancer a couple years ago. And that honestly is what made all the chains break. Because when you're going through something like that, mm-hmm. it's like, you may not be here. So are you going to hold on to this and let it still wear you down? Or are you going to keep moving? And I just decided just to keep moving. And I promise you, like, mentally, physically, my skin is clear. My hair is thickening up. Like, I had onset alopecia because I was beat up by my ex-husband. And he pulled my hair out. So on my sides, I always just wore my hair down. Because I was scared to show my hair and my hair has grown back, but I'm going to doctors to tell me it's never going to happen. And what I had to learn is I had to, negativity and hurt brings what's the word? It brings like, I want to say vaccines, but not vaccines, like bacteria in you, right?
Yes.
And it's like, you have to get rid of all that. And once I got rid of the bacteria that was living inside of me with hurt, pain, and started taking care of myself,
yes,
I start seeing it not just from the outside, but I'm feeling it from the inside as well. And I promise you, this is the happiest that I've ever been in my entire life. And I'm 42 years old.
Oh my gosh. Yes to happiness. Yes to happiness.
Yes.
And that's a journey that a lot of women are on right now. And I think that you hit the nail on the head when you were talking about what you needed to let it go. Because when you really realize, okay, I could be gone. Like, the kids gonna have to fend for themselves. Like, what am I gonna do with what's left? And that's one of the things that I really help people see is that you can spend every day on this earth looking at what was behind you. All the while you're missing at the beautiful life that could be in front of you. But you got to change your perspective. When you started that healing, how did you go from seeing yourself as this hurt, broken individual into a more empowered and a healthy woman? What did that perspective shift look like for you?
So with Girls Who Brunch, like I told people, oh, I was raped, da, 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 right? The cookie cutter answer, right? And these kids start telling me their situations. So I do like this anonymous panel and they, we collect their questions, but after mm-hmm. I tell them, like, they read my bio, they're like, Forbes, Essence, da 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 da, and then I'm like, this happened to me. It makes everybody in the room, girls and women, open up, right? And I realize that they are becoming more and more and more vulnerable with me. It might, the question mm-hmm. might be not just for me, but for the panelists, how did you start your business? To what if it was my brother? What if it was this? And I remember it was one Girls Who Brunch in Detroit. This baby put the question in my hand. She was like, I need you to answer it. So I read the question. I act like I don't know who gave me this question, right? But the question was, what if it comes to you at night? So that was when I opened up and I broke it down. Like I told her, I didn't even know, because I was raped. And then I went to my kid's father and asked him to have sex with me like so soon after, because my 14-year-old mind thought that that was going to make me feel better. I didn't know who she belonged to until she came in. I never admitted that. But when she came out, she looked just like him. I was like, okay, God. All right, cool. But so it's like every time I have a Girls Who Brunch experience, it's like counseling and therapy for me, because I'm telling my story. I'm saying stuff. These girls are saying stuff. And so people think I'm pushed and driven to do it because of, you know, I want to help all these girls. I do, but they're helping me. Yes. Or you may get a vendor come up and say, this happened to me, or a senator come up, or a judge come up, and they're like, this happened to me. Who would have known?
Yeah. Yeah. And I love the idea that you walking in your purpose is helping women break the silence, because it's that silence that allows that bacteria to grow in the first place, right? Bacteria grows the best when it's in places that have no light. It's cold, it's dark, it's dank. And when you silence yourself and you're not willing to be vocal about the trauma that you've experienced, you're giving that bacteria the perfect environment to grow. And this is why you see it in your body. And, you know, your body has a hard time healing. It takes you forever to recover. You don't feel well. Your immune system is off. You got aches and pains because your body is now suffering from the emotional pain that you haven't expressed. So the fact that you even give them an outlet for that at such a young age is phenomenal, like really phenomenal. Absolutely. Because otherwise they with me as an adult. Right. So the fact that you're preventing a lot of this from escalating is actually beautiful. I love it. Absolutely. So for women who are adults at this point, who have experienced significant trauma, and they're trying to figure out, how do I reach a point to where I forgive not just the perpetrator, but I forgive myself so that I can take myself off the hook of feeling like I did something to deserve this, or if I would have made a better decision, it wouldn't have happened, or, you know, if I would have left the marriage, if I would have just walked away, that I could have prevented some of this.
I always tell people, you're never going to move forward any further until you let it go. Like, they always say crabs in the barrel, right? Syndrome. No, we are our own crabs, because if you are in trying to get out this barrel and you're trying to do your business, you're trying to do anything, and you always just plateau because you're not freeing yourself. And I think if once they free this one thing, you'll see all these other things open up. Mm-hmm. You free the next thing, you see this, some more stuff open up. But I can't take somebody that's this empowerment coach or this life person or whatever, but you still are so broken. And you will start speaking different. Your information will be different. Your energy will be different. And so I just tell people, just give yourself the opportunity. What are you going to lose? Like, even starting a business, even trying to get an interview. If they say no, then what? You didn't lose nothing in the first place. Mm-hmm. If your business failed, then what? And so use that same process with, if you let that one thing go, let's see what can happen. Now, if your life didn't change a little bit, then okay, go back to being broken, bruised and sad and stuff, you know? But if you see it, then allow yourself to open up.
Yeah.
You'll see it. It's an energy shift. Mm-hmm. God ain't shifting the energy. You're shifting that energy, and God is letting it to flow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love that you said that. I love that you said that, because a lot of my clients are Christian, and it's the, you know, let's just pray about it mentality. You know, let's just keep praying about it. And as a therapist, as a coach, my job is to give you tools, right? So as long as you're praying, that's great. But unless you pick up one of these tools that I give you, unless you start speaking to yourself differently, unless you make a decision, and I have literally had to say that a lot lately, that your healing is going to be a constant decision that you make every day. That you're not going to wake up every day and be in the mood to heal, or be in the mood to be optimistic, or be in the mood to be the better version of you. That you have to make a decision that, despite how I feel today, I'm deciding to operate in my higher thinking, in my higher being, in my higher knowing, which means I'm going to use one of these tools that they gave me in therapy.
Yes. Prayer without work is dead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You got to put in work.
Absolutely. What would you recommend for women who are saying, okay, I'm starting this journey, afraid to start this journey, right? Because the truth about, you know, healing from past trauma, there is a lot of significant hurt that happens in that process. It's not comfortable. So a lot of people are hesitant to revisit those wounds, to feel those emotions. What would you recommend that they do? What do you think that they can do to help them as they embark on their own journey, trying to rediscover who they are and heal the parts of them that were hurt?
So everybody is cliche now about journaling, right? Everybody is journaling. But if you just write how you feel per day down,
mm-hmm.
and just record it and go back to it, you will see the difference in your process. As you made today, I am hurt. This is this. I'm ugly. I'm broke. Whatever. And then as you're letting it go, your words are going to be different. And you have to speak life into yourself, but you also have to take out the past. Like we have this, like we have a master class, a virtual master class day, and it's a workshop. It's called Girl Bye. Okay. And we have the girls use post-its and make this doll of themselves, right? Of the old them. What don't you like about the old you? And get rid of it. So as these women are writing in these journals, this stuff, right? You're getting it out. Now we're going to throw that away. We're going to go back to it. We're going to compare to a week. And we're going to throw this old person away. Because as long as you have breath in your body, you can continue to recreate yourself. So if you look at this old person, you don't like that. Let's get rid of it. This one was okay on Tuesday, but girl, Thursday was the bomb. Let's throw Tuesday away and just keep growing and take baby steps. So that's why Girls Who Brunch, because sometimes women are so stuck in their ways. They don't know how to let stuff go. With a child, we still have room to let them break those chains and those generational curses of not knowing how to communicate, not knowing how to speak life to themselves. So we're teaching them that from now. Phenomenal they gonna be, sis, when they grow up. I tell them all the time, y'all better not be in nobody's home. Y'all better take care of me. Between all of y'all, I better be good.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you. When you get them as kids, that's the most opportune time, because they haven't had time to solidify a lot of beliefs that they have about themselves. And so they're willing to stretch. They're willing to be flexible. And even just consider a new perspective. Just consider it. Right? Many times with an adult, it's like, I'm fighting with you about who you want to be.
Exactly. Yes, they are. They're open.
Yeah. And being open is a necessary part of this journey. Without the openness, you can't let in any new information. So that's key. That's awesome. And I love the idea of you creating, like, and people realizing, I get to create my future. Like, I get to create it. And I think one of my biggest motivators when I was moving through my season of pain was, like, I allowed so many people to make me miserable in my younger years of life. I allowed so many people to make decisions about what they wanted me to do, to have me show up however they needed me to show up. And I was completely miserable. And I said, you know what? The only reason why I forgive you is because I want my future back. That was the only reason. I don't even like you. We ain't got to talk. I want to see you. It's not about you, but I've given you too many years already.
Yeah.
And I would rather have my future. And people don't realize that when you are refusing to forgive them or forgive yourself, you are literally chopping away at your future because you're tainting it with what you've already been through, what you've already seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not willing to give that away.
You have to change the people around you. I went to Miami with a girlfriend, childhood friend, and she was like, girl, we're going to have to get Snapchat. You know how to get Snapchat because you can't document. I said, baby, I get paid to post, number one. Number two, who am I worried about? Somebody in Las Vegas that is sitting at home that's going to judge whatever I'm doing anyway? No. If that person has that much power over your thought process, let that person go.
Yeah.
If anybody that you have around you is not celebrating you, ain't calling you, telling you, girl, I got this on your business. If it's your birthday, you know what I do? And you got this podcast and I see these little settings and little aesthetics in the background, you may get some aesthetics from me for your birthday. You may get some cards from me for your birthday. You want to start something else? I'll help you get a camera for your birthday. Your circle, your network is your network.
Right.
And if the circle is bringing you down, get rid of them. Mama, daddy, brother, you can love them, but love them from afar. Because every time you're working on your testimony and your healing process, if you still got this skill right here, you're never going to be happy because it's going to continue to bring you back. That dog is just going to keep coming back. That piece of paper is going to keep coming back because you didn't pick up the phone to talk to it. You're going to treat me the way I want to be treated. Right. You're going to love me the way I want to be loved. And if not, then I love you from afar, period. I got to protect you.
Absolutely. Do you believe that it's true, like when you're going through your hurt season and you're in hurt, you're in pain, that you are bonding with people who are also dealing with their own pain?
Yeah. And pheromones is real. Pheromones is real. You're sending that out. So you may meet somebody brand new, a dude or anything. That's why I tell people all the time, do not start dating again until you're healed. Because when you start talking to somebody to get over the next one, right? Yeah. Then you're mad because this one may be a totally different dude, but he got the same characteristics later on as this one because you brought him back. When you get over it, you let out different kind of pheromones.
Yes.
And you're going to bring around the right people. But if you're unhappy, then you're going to bring in that pheromones of your homegirl that's sad. Y'all all sad together. Y'all ain't never going to be happy. Y'all going on sad girl trips and no, sis.
Not the sad girl trips. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's so true.
And that's why like those boundaries are needed, because as you are growing and as you are healing, like you have to start protecting the parts of you that are now vulnerable because you're growing into something more. And so that means I can't allow everybody to have access to my process. But they also can't have access to these newer parts of me because they're still fresh. They're still new. It's like a new baby. So I have to protect those. Absolutely. So I'm forever teaching boundaries.
Dude, child, you can't take away my happy space. Like yesterday, I was starting to get frustrated. I started praying. I was like, Father God, you know all the good you got going for me. Please take that away from me. We're not going to ask for phone. Like, you have to speak life into yourself in all things.
All things. All things. Absolutely. So I need to know about where can we get these 18 books? Okay.
Okay. So you can follow me. I am on Amazon.com, Barnes and Noble's Books a Million. My new book is called What Was I Supposed to Do? It's about a teen girl. She was violated by her mother's boyfriend. And it just shows how our girls are over-sexualized and over-criminalized. And I think that if we learned their story and understood their process, then they can make different decisions. But it's just like that little girl who was shot before pulling the knife out in her foster home, right? Mm-hmm. You don't know what she went through to get there. I have a lot of my eyes. So I just wanted to give a voice to the voiceless. So that book comes out on August 28th on my mother's birthday. But all the other books are Amazon, Books a Million, Barnes and Nobles. Download, you can pre-order on Amazon right now. And you can follow me at iamnicola.com. That is I-A-M-N-I-C-O-L-A. Or follow my movement, girlswhobrunchtour.com.
Yes, and I cannot wait. I'm coming to one of them brunches, okay? I'm coming to what?
Houston is in November. You can be a speaker. Or you can teach a workshop.
There we go. I'm down for whatever. In November. Awesome. Thank you so much for agreeing to come on the show. I appreciate you.
Thank you for having me, Queen.
Absolutely. This is not our goodbye. We're going to do a whole lot more together. So I'm excited.
Love and light.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So you guys, thank you so much for tuning in to another amazing edition. I told you it was going to be good. Okay. I warned you. Okay. Fair enough. So thank you guys for tuning in. Share this video with everybody that you feel is going through their own season of healing, whether it's a teenager, young adult, your mama, your auntie them that you know is still healing. Send the video to them so that they can get the tools and the gems that Miss Nicola dropped today. Until our next episode, I will talk to you guys later.